I'm just saying that's the nature of it. Combat and sanctions busting. That kind of thing is what the independents like you and me were put in this galaxy for. Everybody makes one of those trips every now and then. Some of us, like me, more often than most. That's what keeps the hull intact and the radiation outside the baffles.
You mean a lot of runs? Joshua asked, staring into his glass morosely.
Some, not all.
That's where us owner-captains' bad boy reputation comes from. People think we do it all the time. We don't. But they don't hear about that, about the mundane flights we make for 50 weeks a year. They only hear about us when we get caught, and the news agencies blitz the networks with the arrest. We're the perpetual victims of bad publicity. We should sue.
But you don't get caught?
Haven't yet. There's a method I use, virtually foolproof, but it needs 2 ships.
Ah.
Joshua must have been drunker than he realized, because the next thing he heard himself saying was, "Tell me more." And now, 2 weeks later, he was starting to regret listening. Although he had to admit, it damn near was foolproof. Those 2 weeks had been spent in furious preparation. In a way, he supposed having Hassan Rowand consider him for any kind of partner was an oblique compliment, since only the very best captains could hope to pull it off. And the ultimate risk wasn't his, not this run. He was the junior partner. But still, 20% wasn't to be sneered at, not when it came to a straight 800,000 fusidollars, half in advance. The last pod of magnetic coils was secured in the Lady Mac's cargo hold. Sarah Mitchum let out a soft, rueful sigh as the Waldo arm folded down in its cradle. This flight worried her, but she had agreed, along with the rest of the crew, when Joshua explained what it entailed. And their money situation was becoming uncomfortably shaky. Even the flecks of MF band albums the crew always hawked around ports to the bootleg distributors were fetching minimal prices. A lot of her private stock was getting obsolete. Official company distribution was catching up on her. Here on Idria, she had actually bought more albums than she'd sold. At least New California was a hot system for MF culture. She ought to be able to sell the fresh recordings for another 6 months yet, especially on the kind of backworld ports Lady Macbeth flew to. The money would go into the crew's pooled accounts, so they could finance their own cargo in a couple of months' time. It was their one bright dream which made the mundane tolerable. Norfolk was reaching conjunction soon. A cargo of tears would make some real profit for them if they owned it, rather than simply carried it for someone else. And then, just maybe, they wouldn't have to do this kind of flight again for a long time. "All loaded and not a scratch on your hull," the woman operating the Waldo arm said cheerfully. Joshua looked back over his shoulder and smiled at her. She was slender and a bit tall for his taste, but her one-piece uniform showed a nice collection of curves below its emerald fabric.
"Yeah, good work, thanks."
He datavised her console, loading in his personal code to confirm the cargo had been transferred on board the Lady Mac. She checked the data and handed him his manifest fleck.
"Bon voyage, Captain."
Joshua and Sarah glided out of the compartment, negotiating the maze of narrow corridors down to the telescoping airlock tube that linked the Lady Mac's life support capsules to the station. The Waldo operator waited for a minute after they left, then closed her eyes. "The cargo pods are all loaded. Lady Macbeth is scheduled to disengage from the station in 18 minutes.
"Thank you," Enone replied.
Tranquility's senses perceived a gravitational disturbance caused by the wormhole terminus opening in a designated emergence zone 115,000 kilometers away from the habitat itself. Against Matuska's mud-yellow immensity, the terminus was a neutral two-dimensional disk. Yet, observing it through an optical sensor on one of the strategic defense platforms ringing the zone, Tranquility received an inordinately powerful intimation of depth. Ilex flew out of the wormhole. A Voidhawk was a hull that was more gray than the usual blue. It slipped smoothly away from the rapidly shrinking terminus, yawing gracefully as it orientated itself.